Okay, this election season, both parties have been courting a growing political force in America, Latino voters, and the fastest growing subset is evangelicals. There are 15 million people in this country who now attend Hispanic evangelical services. They're often in storefront churches. In Sacramento, Samuel Rodriguez is president of the National Hispanic Leadership Conference. It represents many of these churches. And what's creating such growth, he says, is the personal touch.
All of a sudden, here is this faith that specializes on telling you you could bring in your culture. And all of a sudden, you come from El Salvador, and the closest thing to a close Salvadorian community in East L.A. is that evangelical or that Pentecostal church. You're attracted to that as a magnet because it's not only addressing your spiritual needs, it's addressing some of the social, economic, cultural needs that are special to your community.
So I'm going to hear a church that really represents my experience. I'm going to feel, hey, this is my place.
And that's the attractive component of evangelicalism for the Latino community. It's experiential, but it embraces your culture. It embraces you with all that you have. Bring in your baggage. Come as you are with everything that you have, and we'll embrace it.
Have you been sought out by the political campaigns this year, Republican and Democrat? Because, you know, people do go after church leaders.
More than ever. Hispanic evangelicalism, this 15 million strong community, I believe wholeheartedly is a deciding vote in the 2008 national elections and will be, by the way, the deal-breaking constituency for the upcoming elections for the next 25, 30 years. And let me explain why. Evangelicals historically in America have been defined in its stereotypical media sort of presentation as a white male Christian right group. The black Christian church has been completely committed to a social justice ethos, while the white evangelical has stuck on two basic points, abortion and marriage, or anti-gay rights. Here comes this group called the Hispanic Evangelical. This is a group that's not homophobic. It is a group that is committed to preserving traditional marriage, but from a non-homophobic standpoint, because it looks at mom and dad in the home as the number one antidote to these kids getting involved in gangs and in drugs and teenage pregnancy. However, this group would be very open to civil unions and other things, and they do not want to infringe on any right of any community. At the same time, they have a very strong social justice ethos. So this group is the quintessential moderate group. By the way, this group is responsible for giving Florida to George W. Bush in 2004. 68% of Hispanic evangelicals voted for George W. Bush in 2004. But then came Tancredo and Sensenbrenner. Then came the immigration reform debacle.
These are the Republican congressmen who have run heavily against illegal immigration.
I am opposed to illegal immigration. Our organization is vehemently opposed to illegal immigration. We want to protect our borders. However, when you begin to, in your rhetoric, in your presentation, when you get to expound on a very strong xenophobic and nativist sort of verbiage, that polarized language has created so much angst and trepidation in the Hispanic American community. We repudiate that. It's wrong. And when you speak about immigration, and it's not just immigration, there is a strong anti-Latino backlash. I think the elephant in the room that some of these Republicans have expounded on is whether or not America is becoming too brown.
You say that more than two-thirds of Hispanic evangelicals in 2004 voted for Mr. Bush, voted Republican, yes?
That's correct.
And that's because they agreed with him in some way on his values.
Absolutely.
Well, what has happened to those kind of values voters in the last 4 years that you're saying now they're going to go Democratic?
The Republican Party really does resonate in its platform. A lot of the values that Hispanics resonate with, Hispanics in general are very conservative or traditional, better yet, in respect to family values. However, in respect to their social justice and economic policies, they're more inclined to vote with a Democratic platform. But they were pushed more towards the religious and social platform in 2004. So now they're caught between the rock and the hard place.
Well, I just wonder, though, about your social values and the Democratic Party, because everyone who studied political trends over the last decade said the Democrats are in real trouble because they're just too liberal for this devoutly religious, devoutly values-based community.
Agreed. to the Latino community, to the Latino Christian community, the Democratic Party was the party of secular humanism. The Republican Party was the party of a Christian. That's, if you grew up as a Hispanic evangelical, that's what you understood. But the Democratic Party cared about the poor, and the Republican Party cared about the rich. So you were caught between a rock and a hard place. You know, what do you support? What's your primary objective here? What do you vote on? Your faith or your finances? Tough call. And more and more, the Hispanics were saying, we're going to vote more our faith, and hopefully the finances will follow. But now, in 2008, whatever party hits the middle ground and stays there will attract the Hispanic voter, because the Hispanic voter is not the Christian right and it's not the Christian left. It's the Christian middle.
Samuel Rodriguez, president of the National Hispanic Leadership Conference. Mr. Rodriguez, thank you.
Thank you for having me.